Albayan Radio presents the following program, presented by Sheikh Waleed Mulhim.
Bismillah, walhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala, ashratu asbabin li maghfirati dhunubi wa mahi athari sayyat. 10 ways sins are expiated. We are speaking about the 10th point, and these points that we had mentioned in the last or previous lesson are expiators that occur when the person departs this world. We had mentioned the expiation of the person when they are experiencing the horror in seeing the two angels that come to your grave and the squeezing of the grave and the difficulties therein. That's an expiation. Number 9, sins are expiated when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants permission for the intercession or to intercede on your behalf for your sins. Number 10, and this is where we will finalize this chapter, sins are expiated when the most merciful of those who show mercy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mercy upon the sinners. So here, sins are expiated when the most merciful of those who show mercy, in brackets, Allah has mercy upon the sinners. Ar-Rahman. Yaqulu ta'ala, with regards to this specific mercy for the believers, wa bil mu'minina ar-ra'ufur rahim. And with the believers, he is ar-ra'uf and ar-rahim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed on earth, or Allah has 100 parts of mercy. One mercy was placed on earth, one of these parts, the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, one of these parts was placed on earth from the beginning of Adam to the end of, or from the beginning of creation to the end. All the mercy you see between your loved ones, between your family members, between the siblings, between the animals and so forth, it is all, or they are all sharing in this mercy that encompassed the whole of humanity. Yet on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept 99 parts of this mercy for the believers, وَبِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَأُوفُ الرَّحِيمُ. On this day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show mercy to those who have an atom's weight of iman. مَنْ لَقِيَ اللَّهَ لَا يُشْرِكُ بِهِ شَيْئًا دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ. Whoever meets Allah not partnering with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enters the paradise. مَنْ قَالَ لَا إِلَهِ اللَّهِ مُوقِنًا بِقَلْبِهِ دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ. Whoever says لَا إِلَهِ اللَّهِ, there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah, with full conviction of the heart, enters the paradise. The most merciful, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now here, Ibn al-Qayyim mentions, if the person is void of these means, meaning the previous means we have mentioned, all the 10 of expiators, it is inevitable that he will enter the hellfire. His stay in the hellfire will be proportionate to how long the filth remains in him, for surely Allah has prohibited paradise for all who are not pure. Meaning these cleanses, these expiations, if the individual did not meet them, he will be placed in the hellfire for a duration. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. إِلَّا مَنْ رَحِمَ اللَّهِ, except whom Allah forgives. It will be a proportionate time until the filth is removed from him, and then he will be placed into the paradise pure. So here, Ibn al-Qayyim continues to mention, thus, as long as his filth remains in him, he will remain in the hellfire to be cleansed. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala said in his book, The Sickness of the Hearts and the Cures, or The Sickness of the Hearts and its Cures, whoever misses these ten means, let him blame not except himself. Let him not blame no one except himself. For the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in a hadith, Ya ibadi, it is a hadith Qudsi, Ya ibadi, innama hiya a'malukum uhsiha lakum thumma uwafikum iyaha. فَمَنْ وَجَدَ خَيْرًا فَلْيَحْمَدِ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ وَجَدَ غَيْرَ ذَلِكَ فَلَا يَلُومَنَّ إِلَّا نَفْسَهُ. O my servants, they are merely your actions which I am recording for you. Then I will requite, I'll show them, they'll be apparent, they'll be brought forth, they are stored. Whoever finds it to be good, let him praise Allah. And whoever finds it to be otherwise, let him blame no one but himself. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this hadith Qudsi, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّمَا هِيَ أَعْمَالُكُمْ أُحْصِيهَا لَكُمْ ثُمَّ أُوَفِيكُمْ إِيَهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is recording, and Allah stores, and Allah is going to give us our actions. Whoever says goodness, فَلْيَحْمَدِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ, let him thank Allah. And whoever says other than this, let him not blame except himself. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable you and I to see goodness. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable you and I to be expiated in this life before the hereafter. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala admit us into the highest of paradise. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-jannata al-firdaus al-a'la. Allahumma ameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala nabiyika Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.